Hi, thank you for calling Premier Phone Services. This call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. My name is Tom and I'll be assisting you. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, that's good. Can I please have your name?
My name is Beth.
Okay, and Beth, what is your last name?
Idle.
Could you spell that for me?
Yeah, it's just like it sounds, I-D-L-E.
Okay. I'm not showing a Beth Idle in our system, but there is an Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, that's my full first name. Yeah, that's me.
Okay, Miss Idle, what can I do for you today?
I need some help with my phone plan.
Sure, I can happily help you with that. Can you tell me what plan you currently have?
I have the Platinum plan.
Okay, Platinum. And how many people do you have on your plan right now?
Got four people, myself included.
All right, and how can I help you out with your plan today, ma'am?
You can help me cancel it. I don't want to continue my service with you guys.
All right, well, I'm very sorry to hear that, Miss Idle. I can assist you in canceling your plan today. If I may ask, do you mind explaining why you wish to terminate your service plan?
I mean, I don't really feel like I owe you an explanation for why I want to cancel.
No, of course not. It will just help us better serve our customers in the future by understanding the nature of dissatisfaction. We can make improvements to our products.
You mean so you can keep from going bankrupt?
Yeah, in so many words. We want customers to be satisfied with their service and continue the business with us. Like I said, you don't have to provide me an explanation, but it would be very useful to us to have that insight into what the issue is for your plan and the reasons why you're canceling it.
Oh, yeah. I know I was rude. I'm sorry. I'm just kind of upset because I just got this phone like 2 weeks ago and I'm already having to cancel. So basically my issue is with the graphics.
Okay. What seems to be the issue with the graphics precisely?
Well, they just kind of suck. I mean, this phone is like brand new and the quality of some of the games that I play is just awful. Like I can't hardly see what's even on the screen. The things will go fuzzy and blurry. Sometimes it won't load images. Like it'll crash if I try to load an image or play a game that's super high res. The emojis in the text messages, it won't load those, much less any pictures or GIFs or anything that people send to me. And whenever I try to stream videos that are higher resolution, like on YouTube, it just completely crashes the app. It just can't handle that kind of resolution. So you can't even take pictures on this thing either because they're so out of focus. It's just super disappointing, especially since I got the Platinum plan for my whole family. I'm spending over $50 a month and it's just totally not worth it when everyone is complaining to me about how bad the video and pictures are. And I know I can get a better phone for about the same price somewhere else. I guess that's what I should have done in the first place, but my cousin really recommended you guys, so I listened to her. I guess I was just really expecting more.
Okay. I understand that you're disappointed about the quality of the graphics on the phone.
Yeah, it's not just the phone either. My dad has one of the player tablets that he uses for Zoom meetings for his work. And he says everyone's always complaining that his video freezes or he breaks up and they can't understand him. So he's only able to use the audio because that's the only way the tablet will work, which sucks because during COVID and everything, I think it's still important to try to feel like you're still in that face-to-face environment, you know? So you can't even do that with this thing.
Okay. And just for reference, can you tell me the names of all the devices you have in your plan? That way we can see if there's a problem at the manufacturing level.
Yeah, I have one Strider XS9N9. That one's from 2020. I've got two of the Fidgets, XSR7s from 2019. And the player tablet is a V2090. That's dated 2015.
Okay. I would guess that the player tablet might be lacking in its graphics features because it's a bit of an older device compared to the others. They actually are going to stop making those parts that support that model year. That may be why you're having problems with that particular device.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would make sense.
Could I maybe see if we can exchange your device to a new model of the player tablet that might serve your needs better?
No, I don't think so. I'm just afraid it would have the same problems, so I'm just going to cancel.
I completely understand your concerns. Again, I'm very sorry you experienced such frustration.
Well, I mean, it's not your fault, so like I said, I'm sorry if I'm being rude. It's just that I definitely haven't gotten my money's worth with this plan, and I just need to get something else that meets my needs and those of my family. You know, these days we rely so much on our devices to even do our jobs, so they need to meet basic standards as far as the graphics and video and stuff, as well as supporting streaming, because we're all watching movies at home. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I can cancel your order for you today. Again, is there any chance you might be interested in another device we could offer you?
No, I don't think so. I'm just going to try another company.
All right. Well, we're very sorry to lose your business. To start, can I have your account number?
Yeah, it's 325-125-675-914.
Okay. And can you confirm your password for me?
It's busy as heck, X31. The B, A, H, and the X are all capitalized.
All right. Okay. I got that. And your phone number is still 444-814-9913?
I mean, it is today. Tomorrow, it'll be something different after I get a new phone.
Oh, well, we allow you to transfer your phone number, even if you cancel or choose a new device with another company. You can still take the phone number with you.
Oh, okay. That sounds awesome.
Okay. And I also need to confirm your billing address.
My address is 998 Lockwood Drive in Cobblers Cove, Maine. The zip code there is 11002.
Okay. Can you spell Lockwood?
It's Lockwoode. Sorry, I should have said there was an E on the end of that.
No, that's perfectly fine. All right, so I have down that I am canceling your plan right now. You should stop receiving charges after the next billing cycle. If for some reason you continue to receive charges, please contact support and we'll fix this problem for you.
All right, thanks for your help.
Not a problem. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's all I needed.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, and I hope you have a nice day.
Yep. You too. Bye.
Bye.